Hello, my friends. I am interrupting this podcast to talk about something that really needs to be talked about. It's like a lot of people, but a certain group of people, you know, that you might know as preppers, talking about what's going on right now. But actually, this is the deal. So, people think we're on the verge of World War III, when, in fact, World War III has already begun. We have people infiltrated into our system, financial, government, all aspects. I pray not too close, but I think also very close to the grid. So with that being said, people thought, you know, after World War II and, you know, we bombed the shit out of Japan, that the next world war would be nuclear. So you had like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and then through the 80s, it was like everybody was on edge every day. I remember even into, like, the 90s at, like, certain schools I went to doing, like, nuclear war drills where you had to, like, go into the hallways and, like, put your hands behind your head and kiss your ass goodbye. Like, it's like, the hell's this gonna do? You know, I'm in New York. Like, this is not gonna do anything. But I laugh just because it's scary and you gotta put some humor into some things, you know? But, we have in the U.S. and all around the world right now, Europe, yeah, everywhere, you know, things are falling into place like they have done in the last two world wars. Countries are lining up with other countries, people are aligning, there's, you know, cyber attacks, there's drone attacks, there's all types of things, you know, like, this war with the Russia and Ukraine could be, you know, one source of, you know, shit hitting the fan. And then you have China wanting Taiwan. Japan, since World War II, has been a defensive military country only. So basically, they were just saying, you know, in their constitution that we would only fight back if attacked first. We would never do a first attack. They've since changed that within the last couple of months. So they know something's going on. Everybody knows what's going on except everyday people. And it's because the bullshit news channels we have aren't telling us what's really going on. You have to go to like really kind of like obscure pages or, you know, constantly be on like military watch to see who's getting deployed, where they're getting deployed to, and some of that has to do with my job, and I see things ramping up. I don't want to say more than that because it's my job, but that's just the way it is. So my advice is to learn as much about prepping and being ready for any disaster. You know, if you live in a place where they have hurricanes, you should be prepared for that. If you live in a place that has tornadoes, be prepared for that. And, you know, whatever it is, wherever you live, flooding, all this, you have to have a plan, you know. First, you should have a plan with your family and the people that you live with, you know, whoever that may be, you know, for different meeting spots, you know, like, okay, we'll meet at home. If home is no longer there, we're going to meet at, you know, frickin' 7-Eleven. I don't know. Whatever. But have a plan, you know. Certain weapons that can be used can stop your car from working. And you'll just lose power. So, what that means, you have no water. You have no power. You have nothing. So, if you're in a colder climate, you have to have something to stay warm. And they have survival blankets and tents and stuff that will, you know, hopefully get you through that. Warmer climates, you're a little bit better off. Depends where you are, and what kind of attack it is. But really, I'll get into the nuclear a little bit because, especially with North Korea kind of kicking off, that is definitely coming to the forefront more so. I think Russia and China are a little bit stable. Like, they know if they nuke us, we're gonna blast them off the face of the planet, and the whole planet's gonna die. So, I don't really think they would be stupid enough to use nukes. But North Korea, I think that motherfucker's crazy enough to use a nuke. So, first, I'm just gonna get into a little bit of like basic preparedness. So, really, you should have enough food and water for each person for 3 days. And I say longer than that. I say as long as you can possibly carry on your back because you might be walking for a long, long time. And if you're waiting for the cops to come, the ambulance, the military, that might not happen at all, let alone happen later. So, like, survival books are good, if you wind up in the woods type thing, know what you can and cannot eat, that sort of thing. But really, the main thing is food and water, because if the grids go down, the power grids go down, water, you're not gonna have water. Now, 3 days without water, you're dead. So, studies have shown that if the grid goes down, between 80 to 85% of the population will be dead within 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that. Like, it's like really quick because you have no access to water. So, if you're not prepared, where are you going to get it? Like, think about when COVID was going around, the shelves were empty in a day. What do you think will happen? It'll be chaos, and then you'll have people wanting your stuff as well. So, I'm not going to get into specifics, but I would definitely say have something to protect yourself at all times, And I myself prefer silent weapons because if you're, first of all, if you have a bang bang, that thing makes a lot of noise and you're going to run out of ammo. So, not the smartest, not the worst decision. I mean, if your life's in danger, fuck it, but you don't want to like bring attention to yourself, so to speak. If you have like generators, stuff like that, it depends on what, again, on what's happening. If it's just the power grid goes down, if you have like a gas generator, that thing is so loud, you're telling everybody in like a 3 block radius that, you have a freaking generator, and they're gonna come for your shit. Don't think they're not. Bob down the block, the nice guy, he says hello every morning when you pass by. He's gonna be the first one knocking you out to get your generator, So it's gonna be every man for himself, every woman for herself, And hopefully we can protect the children and the animals, Children first, of course, but like, my animals are like my kids, so I have like little mini things for them. But that's a whole nother story. Now, so we need water. I prefer the purified water bags. They're in like a silvery type bag. I don't know what it's made out of, but they last like 10 years. Like, I just threw out a whole bunch that I had from like a drill that they had at the library. It was Homeland Security and the National Guard, and they came in and they gave us all bug out bags, which is basically like a bag that if the shit goes down and you gotta run, the things that you should have in that bag. And in that bag, you should have water, food, but you don't want to weigh yourself down either, because then you're using energy. So, you want to have a whistle in case you get trapped somewhere, like in rubble or what have you, because if you're screaming for help, you're depleting your oxygen levels, and you're just making more carbon dioxide. So you want to whistle so it's easier, it takes less breath, it takes less energy, and you can survive longer. What else? Food. MREs are good. They taste like shit, but they'll give you the calories that you need to survive, You're not gonna starve. I go more for the bags that you just add the water to. You need to heat it up on like a little camping stove that you can get for, I don't know, five, $10. Really simple stuff. I would say get a map and a compass so you know where you're going, what direction you're heading to. It's a lot of things. It's just a lot of things. You should always have like that really, really thick plastic and duct tape because say it was a dirty bomb, where they're releasing chemicals and viruses and shit. You want to be able to seal up your windows, your doors, things like that. And people might think that this is like funny right now, but I don't give a fuck. Because when the shit happens, if I don't die immediately, I'm gonna fight to survive. So that's why I know all this stuff. I've been, learning about this and teaching myself about this since I was a kid. I'm 44 years old, So I have a pretty good take on what it means to survive. And if you're off, you'd rather live in TikTok land and fake world, go ahead. See you later. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't want to save yourself, turn off the podcast. I don't care. I'm really talking to the people who have children and want to help their children survive. And, don't want to. It could be so bad that people would want to take their own lives and take the lives of their children so that horrible things don't happen to them, Like radiation sickness is a bitch. I'd never want to see anybody go through that, So that brings us to nuclear. Nuclear, if you're outside and you see big white light, don't look at it because it is so bright you will immediately go blind. You should be trying to get as like if you're outside, you're first of all, if you get nuked and you're driving in your car, an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, is gonna go off when the bomb goes off. So your car is gonna die. That's kind It's telling you need to get out of your car and get into a ditch. So you want to get as low to the ground as possible. Cover your face, your eyes, cover everything. And then hopefully get to a safe place, If you look around some places, I know in America, I still see like the old, fallout shelters and stuff. They have that nuclear hazard sign on them. But they're kind of few and far between. So, hopefully you have a basement, But I really don't think, like I said, unless this North Korea prick goes absolutely shit bat crazy, which seems like it's happening more and more every day, I'm not worried about the nuclear, but I'm worried more about the power grid. So, oh, quickly on the, and this is gonna sound like a stupid, but it's not. In case of a nuclear war, you want to get like any ash that falls, anything like that, get off all those clothes immediately, wash yourself down, shampoo your hair. Do not condition your hair. A, it is not a fucking fashion show. B, radiation locks onto conditioner. So basically what you're doing is just making yourself like a big antenna for radiation sickness. And then you'll be dead in a couple of weeks. Slow, horrible, painful death. But yeah, there are ways to, if you make it past the blast, you know, if you don't evaporate because it falls like 20 miles, maybe 10 miles, you know, depending on the size of the bomb. There are ways to survive things if you want to survive, like I said. But I think it's really important, you know, like I'm not going to sit here and tell you a textbook of what to do, you know. I'm just telling you basically, like, just basic shit. Like, have a to-go bag, have a plan where you're going to meet your family, have food, have water, and, like, don't look at the shit when it goes off because you will go blind. Get into, like, cement shelter as soon as possible. And have something to protect yourself because there's going to be a lot of people wanting your stuff. And that's just the truth. So, you know, I'm not doing this to scare anybody. I'm not, you know, saying this because, you know, for whatever reason. I'm saying it because I do believe that I am an empath. And I've believed that something like the grid going down, or a nuclear war, or a dirty bomb, because I live in New York, hello, like, of course that's what I'm going to think about all the time, you know, and just, you know, wanting to be prepared, but don't think it can't happen. Don't think because it's a sunny day it can't happen. Don't think because, you know, your favorite TV show is on this weekend, it's not gonna happen. Like, it can happen at any second, and you have to be ready to go, you know, ready to do what you gotta do. And it takes time to study, and if you're just thinking about this now, or just hearing this for the first time now, you have a lot of work to do. So I'm, like I said, I'm just giving basics, because I think people are in fucking la-la land right now, and they need to wake up. So, that is my special announcement for today. Unless shit, like, pops off, I will talk to you guys soon. And no worries, I'm completely fine. I'm not depressed, I'm not, you know, anything like that. My anxiety's been pretty low. I'm doing good, you know. So it's not like this is some crazy, like, mental rant. It's just really important, and people don't get it, you know. Like, they showed a PSA, you know, like a public service announcement in New York about what to do in case of a nuclear, you know, a nuke goes off. And they haven't probably done that since the Cold War in the 80s. So that alone should tell you that everybody, you know, in the military, people, you know, in the government, they know some shit's going to happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen, you know. Like those Chinese balloons that went over the United States. Could have been anything. Could have been an EMP. It could have been a freaking virus. It could have been anything, you know. You don't know. So it's better to be prepared and not need it than not be prepared and need it. You know what I mean? It's like kind of the hope for the best but prepare for the worst type situation. And unfortunately in 2023, you know, after COVID, we didn't think, you know, things could get much worse, but they now are. So, as usual, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other. And even if you don't have food, at least get some extra freaking water, man. Because if the grid goes down without water, you'll be dead in a couple days. So take care, everybody, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.